Talks between the ruling government coalition Civic Democrats and junior partner Public Affairs on Thursday failed to produce a solution to disputes within the coalition. However, the senior Civic Democrats are considering reducing the number of ministries by three, one of the conditions posed by Public Affairs, which earlier this week threatened to quit the coalition should its demands not be met. But is the step to merge the culture, environment, and regional development ministries with other existing ministries a sensible one? I put the question to political pundit Yiji Behe.
Personally, I don't think that there is any kind of overriding logic behind this. It is just political move, and I personally don't see how much or what the Czech Republic will save by abolishing three ministries or merging three ministries, because in the end, the bureaucracies from those three ministries will just move to the new ministries, so the money saved will not be very significant.
And in practical terms, what exactly would this entail, and wouldn't you think that some portfolios would suffer if they are merged?
In practical terms, they would simply abolish three ministries and move their agendas into the existing ministries. And I personally think this would not solve any of the problems the government is supposedly trying to solve, and that is namely to save money. It would be bad for symbolic reasons, because some of the ministries have their names and identities simply because they represent important areas of social and political life. So, for example, the Ministry of Environment or the Ministry of Culture certainly could exist as departments in other ministries, but they exist as independent ministries simply because society wants to show that these areas are important for it. So I personally think this is not a smart move.
Commentator Julia Hristkova of Hospodářské noviny writes that she believes this is actually Public Affairs' way, or the government's way, to distract attention away from what is really going on in the government that is problematic. How do you see this judgment?
Well, I think that a lot of these cosmetic moves in the current government are just trying to divert attention from really significant problems, such as the inability of the government to use the money offered by the European Union. The Czech Republic will soon be losing probably hundreds of billions of crowns in funds which it is not able to use. And there are some other significant problems at the ministries which actually the government doesn't plan to abolish, such as the Ministry of Social Affairs and Labor and the Ministry of Education. But I think that all of these moves have to be taken for what they are. They are simply attempts to divert the public's attention from really significant problems, and no one who follows politics more deeply should or can consider them to be real reformist moves.
Political pundit Jiří Pehe was commenting there on the latest developments in the Czech government coalition. And of course, if you do have an opinion on the issue, we would very much like to hear it, either by email to english@radio.cz, or you can find us on Facebook, where we have a profile under the name of Radio Prague.